A prominent animal safety group is calling on restaurants to do more to ban the use of animal gestation crates, where livestock and poultry are grown for meat. A new report from the group Animal Equality says some chains have made progress, but many are lagging. Dozens of U.S. restaurant companies pledged to end the use of gestation crates for pregnant pigs in their supply chains back in 2008. Since then, 11 states have either restricted their use or outlawed them. Montana is not among them. In fact, one online store says it serves the Dakotas and Montana with swine confinement facilities. Animal Equality's Devin Deer says some restaurant chains still don't comply, but she's encouraged that others do.
And we've seen some really big players in this industry move away from crates. So, for example, McDonald's, Wendy's, Jack in the Box, Chipotle, Shake Shack, Panera Bread. These companies have all either significantly reduced or eliminated crates. We know that it can be done successfully.
Gestation crates are about the same size as an airplane seat and are breeding grounds for disease. The report lists Denny's, Chick-fil-A, Dunkin', and KFC among 13 companies it says have not been aggressive enough in reducing their use of the crates. Deer hopes the farm bill now being debated in Congress will put the issue in the spotlight. In Montana and other plains in Midwest states, gestation crates mirrored the proliferation of large factory farms in the 1980s and 90s, where thousands of animals are confined in limited areas. Often referred to as CAFOs, they've created health and environmental problems. Deer says Animal Equality is concerned with the threats those conditions pose to animal welfare.
When you have this many animals in one place, you're getting really high concentrations of feces, and you're having all of the environmental impacts of this. I mean, pigs produce a ton of waste, and this has to be disposed of properly to not make nearby communities sick.
Deer argues the higher pig stress levels, the higher the use of antibiotics, which often run off with manure into groundwater. Montana's factory farmers have said they're responding to consumer demand for more consistently raised, high-quality pork and other products. Animal Equality's report shows that 80% of consumers are concerned about the treatment of factory-farmed pigs and livestock. This is Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.